Yeah. tight. I have a win, so we have a fight. When I'm up, you get low. I wanna dance the night away. You wanna drive us home. I blink an imprint of the ceiling. I want this feeling in the fire. You know exactly what I need. You wanna hurt my feelings. I wanna make you cry.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to Zodiac Chiller. I'm your host, Marijke Vernoy, and I am so excited to be joining you tonight on the Star Powered Radio Show, airing weeklies on Thursdays from 7 to 8 p.m. It is wonderful to be back on the air. I returned last week for the year, and I have even more horoscopes to share. What you just heard were a few songs, including Brill Bruisers by The New Pornographers, Montreal 40 by Malajube, and Plant the Garden by Melt. I've become a really big fan of Melt this past summer. I saw them at the High Sierra Music Festival in Quincy, California, and they are just fantastic. They have crazy small discography for such an established band, and everyone is so talented, especially the vocalist. I think her voice is just beautiful, but that's one of the songs that I really enjoy by them, and if you like that, you should definitely check them out on Spotify. We have a lot of horoscopes to get into tonight. There is a lot happening astrologically, and the cosmos have been speaking to me and letting me know exactly what I need to tell you to prepare for the week ahead. So without any further ado, let's get right into the horoscopes. Starting up, we have Aries. Aries is born between March 20th and April 19th. Aries is a fire sign, and they are ambitious, driven, fiercely competitive, individualistic, loyal, bold. They enjoy competitions. Aries, what you do with your downtime this week will have a great effect on your ability to accomplish goals and destroy your to-do list. You will be particularly drawn to sloth-like tendencies, but you need to focus harder on using your relaxing time off to recharge in productive ways. Also, beware of TMI on nights out. Taurus is an earth sign born between April 20th and May 20th. Taurus is patient, resourceful, productive, concerned with sensual delights, stable, homebodies. They make good partners. Taurus, romance is on the brain, and your creature of comfort sensibilities will still steer you toward the home this week, where baking, painting, cleaning, and creating will bring you more joy than usual. Expect shocking insight into a personal relationship that may be harming you more than helping you as of late. It might be time to let go and look elsewhere for validation. And finally, Gemini. Gemini is an air sign born between May 21st and June 20th. Gemini is charismatic, funny, knowledgeable. They're great communicators. They blend in well in any social situation. Gemini, you will be consumed and haunted by an intense need for privacy and an urge to completely withdraw this week. You're typically susceptible to a fair amount of FOMO, but you don't need to worry about that in the coming week. If you can conserve your energy the way you need to, you'll be rewarded with some unexpected romance this weekend as your social life kicks back into high gear. Coming up next, we have a couple songs, including I Won't by Ivory, Hours, Out of Heart by Hot Hot Heat, and Me and Magdalena by The Monkees. And then after that, we have even more horoscopes coming up. I hope everybody is enjoying the show thus far. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Zodiac Chiller on CFRC.
Walking round at six in the morning, sun soaks the street, and bluebirds are calling. I feel like I haven't slept for days. Pull my change and sip on a coffee caught in a daze, whispering softly, I just wish I could forget your name. But I know I
life as much as I do in this light she's under. Me and Magdalena, always leaving early and sleeping late.
Big fan of that last song. I know the Monkees are definitely an older group, but it has kind of a modern sound to it that I really enjoy. And I don't know, I feel like that's one of those really nice driving songs. Like if you have a really scenic view and you're just kind of cruising along to it, it's kind of gorgeous. And of course, I love anything Magdalena related. It's like my favorite name. I feel like if I had a daughter, I would probably name her Magdalena. I think it's just so, so pretty. So I'm a big fan of that. I also really like I Won't by Ivory Hours. That's a Canadian band that I got into recently. And they are a little bit older as in like 10, 12 years old, or like they were big back then. And I am new to them and I'm greatly enjoying their catalog, but that is a song by them that I really enjoy. That was I Won't. Coming up next, we got a few more horoscopes, including Cancer, Leo, and Virgo. Cancer is a water sign born between June 21st and July 21st. Cancer is sensitive, caring, loyal to their loved ones, hardworking, emotional, and creative. Cancer, your horoscope this week is the opposite of Gemini. You need to focus on your friendships and social connections in order to build up your social sphere and hopefully tackle a few problems. You're being nagged by a problem whose only solution is turning to the people you love for support and guidance, which you should absolutely do. And then this weekend, you can reward yourself with a much-needed night in and some serious self-care. Leo is a fire sign born between July 22nd and August 22nd. Leo is bold. They step into leadership easily. They're confident. They stand out. They have a big personality and lots of warmth. They're very attracted to luxury. Leo, a playful new source of income will sneak into your life this week, reassuring a hidden anxiety. Friend group drama will plague you later this week. And even though your Leo ego may feel inclined to bare some teeth, try to stay blissfully uninvolved and unimpeachable, Leo. This may be for the better of the whole group. And finally, Virgo is an earth sign born between August 23rd and September 22nd. So happy birthday to all the Virgos that are listening to the show tonight. Virgo is hardworking, adaptable, mentally agile, considerate, humble, skilled, and good communicator. Or they are good communicators. Virgo, self-doubt will creep in and destroy a crucial social situation this week. Stay on guard and on your toes. A situation will erupt in a totally new direction by the end of the week, and you will be unable to anticipate it, so just try to get ready to roll with the punches and apply some classic Virgo pressure to any new wounds. That one's kind of dark. I do love my Virgo friends. I feel like one of my best friends, Kim, is a Virgo, and she always complains that the Virgo horoscopes are about how uptight that sign is and how they're kind of like anal and they're always, you know, they're not flexible and whatever. And I feel bad because I think the Virgo horoscopes on the show are always negative, but that's just because I think Virgo can really take a punch, like of all the signs. And I'm saying this as someone who loves Virgos. I'm not a Virgo myself, but I admire them for their strength and their flexibility. And so even though this week's horoscope was kind of dark, I hope that everything works out for you, as I know it can only for you, Virgo, with your resilience. Coming up next, we got a few more songs, including Love That Boy by Plants and Animals, Death and Romance by Magdalena Bay, and One Way Trigger by The Strokes. And after that, we'll be back with even more music and horoscopes. So please don't go anywhere. You're listening to Zodiac Chiller on CFRC.
Stand up. Bye. keep us together. My hands, your hands, our hearts forever.
Yeah, I give and you give, and it's all that we have. You know.
that song is so fun. My friend put me onto it this summer when we triggered by the Strokes, but it just makes me want to, it feels like jumping around in your room, if jumping around in your room was a song. It's just so bouncy, and I love, love, love the chord progression. Also, the previous song, Death and Romance by Magdalena Bay, is off of their new album, That's My Floor, and I think it's fantastic. This is one of my favorite songs from the album. I think it was released as a single before, but I think it's just so fun. I love their music. I've been a fan of them for a while, and I'm really happy to see they're kind of blowing up with this new release. But they just have the coolest projects, and their music videos are also super interesting. So I would definitely, the one for Death and Romance is really cool, so I would definitely check it out. Coming up next, we got a couple more horoscopes, including Libra, Scorpio, and Sagittarius. Libra is an air sign born between September 23rd and October 22nd. They are active, energetic, intellectual, fantastical, charming, and graceful. Libra, your friends are struggling and need you to reach out ASAP this week. It's important for you to look past personal anxieties and insecurities that have been clouding your vision lately and think about how you can best nurture your relationships. Scorpio is a water sign born between October 23rd and November 21st. They are mysterious, enigmatic, powerful, passionate, empathetic, dependable, and receptive. Scorpio, get up and get moving. You will feel called to travel and throw yourself into new social and physical spheres this week. This is a call you should heed. You are also being taken advantage of in a key friendship or relationship, perhaps in tandem with a physical movement. It's a good idea to sever some ties and look into the future with a growth mindset. And finally, Sagittarius is a fire sign born between November 22nd and December 20th. Sag, you love blunt truth. You're very personable. You have no poker face. You're exuberant, adventurous, outgoing, and have a strong sense of personal integrity. Sagittarius, you will need to win an important argument this week, even if it means hurting the other person's feelings. Get real and understand the importance of holding your ground. Also, expect some dental issues to crop up in the next week, so be prepared for some emergency visits. It's kind of a dark week for horoscopes, guys. I'm sorry. But this is just, I am receiving only what the cosmos tell me. So I feel compelled to relay it to you through my show. And I thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, I am Marijke Vernooy, and you are listening to Zodiac Chiller on CFRC.
Every single time I dream of you, girl. Every single time I dream of you. Every time I walk alone, see a face that faces you. I want you. Yes, I do. Thank you.
dancing, calling out my name, gal, like you never did before. Ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason why I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right. Walking down that long, lonesome road, gal, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, gal, so I'll just say fare thee well. Well, I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just sort of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right. Ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. The light I never know. Ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. Still I wish there was something you could do or say to make me change my mind and stay. You never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, it's all right. Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It don't matter anyhow. Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. If you don't know by now, I'm a thinking and wondering all the way down the road. I once loved a woman, a child I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right.
I consider the Waylon Jennings version of Don't Think Twice, It's All Right to be the definitive version, even better than Bob Dylan's version, which I know is controversial. That was a song you just heard. I think it's so fun and upbeat, and I was listening to it a lot this summer as I was working at a camp up in the mountains. I just felt very cowboy, and I felt like that song epitomized what I was feeling at the time. And then before that, you heard Every Single Time I Dream by Greenflow, which is so, it's such a fall song. It just has that vibe to it. And if you know, you know. And those two were a bit of a vibe switch from the songs I've been playing previously on the show today, but hopefully they were both enjoyable. Coming up next, we've got our final three horoscopes, including Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. Capricorn is an earth sign born between December 21st and January 15th. Capricorn is responsible, hardworking, dutiful, loyal, determined, and they make good partners. Capricorn, you will have a deep and wonderful heart-to-heart that may resolve some serious problems this week. However, if you don't resist the urge to gossip later in the week, you may be subject to some scrutiny by your friends for being a leak in the boat when it comes to important personal information. Aquarius is an air sign born between January 20th and February 15th. Aquarius is esoteric, idealistic, radical, free-spirited, independent, original, humanitarian. Aquarius, reconnecting with an old friend will help you resolve questions about personal goals and identity that have been plaguing you for a while now. How far out is too far out? If you've been feeling a little out of touch socially, it may be time to come back down to earth and hunker down on a material project whose success may bring you some important reassurance. And finally, Pisces is a water sign born between February 18th and March 19th. I'm a Pisces, so in a completely unbiased way, Pisces is my favorite sign. Pisces is dreamy, romantic, compassionate, clever, genuine, artistic, friendly, and calm, and they also make wonderful radio show hosts that you should tune into frequently. Pisces, petty fights and arguments with loved ones will pose serious problems for you this week. Chill out and take it slow before you say something you'll regret or pass up a shot at true love over a simple spat. Also, eating the seafood in your fridge right now will give you food poisoning. It has turned. And that is actually not directed at myself in any possible way. But if there are any other Pisces out there who have rotting salmon in your fridge right now, just throw it away. You're not going to be able to save it. No amount of meal prepping will bring that back from the dead. Those are all the horoscopes we have tonight. We still have a couple more songs here on Zodiac Chiller, but I want to thank everyone so much for tuning in. I've enjoyed spending this hour of cosmic chit-chat with you. And if you liked what you heard, you should absolutely tune in next week and the week after that and the week after that and possibly the week after that. Not even possibly, 100% the week after that, because we will be on air all fall and all next spring. I'm so, so happy to be back sharing these silly little horoscopes with you, as well as the wonderful music that I enjoy. And if you like the music that I play on Zodiac Chiller, you should absolutely check it out on my Spotify, which is just my name, Marijke. And I have a playlist that I update with all the songs that I play on the show. So if you missed an installment, which tisk tisk, you can catch up on the tunes that you missed via Spotify, which is awesome. Coming up next, we have our final song of the night, If I Think of Love by Lisa Germano. I found this song on the radio in May. I know, who listens to the radio anymore? So I think it's only right that I share it on the radio with you. This is one of my all-time favorite songs now. I think it's just so, so beautiful. And it kind of like, it feels like reading a poem, which only the best songs do. And there's a really cool live version on YouTube of her performing it like 17 years ago or something, but it's got a really nice keys arrangement. So if you like the song, you should definitely check that out. And after that, there's even more programming coming up on CFRC. We have shows going 24/7, so please don't go anywhere. Thank you so much for listening to Zodiac Chiller. I'm Marijke Vernoy, and you are listening to CFRC.
Way to get off, immature, senseless, suitable. Infinite, lay off, disconnect, subtly indifferent. If I think of love, don't try overturn your inside. Cut off, so what? Ultimate, desperate, comfortable, intuitive, senseless, immature, way off, insecure. If I think of love, I think of you. If I think of love, I think of you. If I think of love, I think of you. If I think of love, wasted.
The Kingston Music Office and CFRC 101.9 FM are pleased to present this week's Release Radar featuring local artist Skeleton Park Radio, who just dropped a new EP, Losers and Lilacs, on September 6th, produced by Sean Tomalty. The band started out in January 2023 and have now put out four releases, with each song telling its own story that also leads it to listeners to interpret meaning. Let's enjoy Eli's wicked pipes, Kiefer's face-melting lead, Jesse's heavy-hitting drums, and Josh's introspective lyrics. Here's Skeleton Park Radio with The Mountain Song from Losers and Lilacs right here on CFRC. And don't forget to follow SPR at Skeleton Park Radio and the Kingston Music Office at visitkingston.music on Instagram.
Oh,